Women tend to tell you when they are unhappy time and time again until they get to the point where they just don't care anymore. They are over feeling like they are begging you for the bare minimum and they will shut off. And once it gets to that shut off stage, there's no going back for them. Women have a high threshold for the BS, but once they've hit it, that's game over. So let's not panic right away. There are some signs that you can look out for that could prevent her from getting to that stage. So you might be wondering, if she hasn't told me she's falling out of love, how am I supposed to know? Just because she hasn't said it directly in words doesn't mean she hasn't made it obvious to you. But don't worry, let's not worry too much. We've come up with a few tells that a woman does when she's losing interest in the things around you, you included. So you can catch those signs and flip them around. Eyes down, ears up, guys. Let's do this. Like and subscribe. Falling in love is said to be one of the best feelings in the world, and many people agree. There is nothing more warming and exciting than falling headfirst for someone and knowing that they are right beside you falling too. It feels like magic, as if you are the main character in a Hollywood romantic comedy or the girl next door in the best-selling novel. It's every girl's dream to fall in love with their version of Prince Charming and to live, quite simply, happily ever after. But have you started to notice how the atmosphere in your relationship or situationship has shifted slightly? Is she being a little bit weird? Normally she says, I love you more than 100 times a day. And now she says, love you or you too, if you say it first. Slow replies. When you first start talking to someone new or get into a relationship, the constant flow of communication is a good sign of growth and movement. Whether that be constantly texting each other, late night phone calls, or FaceTime sessions. One sign that a girl is losing interest in you would be the lack of communication she puts into that relationship. If she starts to take a lot longer than usual to text you back, or she misses a phone call from you and instead of calling you back, she hits you with a, so what's up, type of text. This is a clear sign that the constant stream of communication you usually have is slowly starting to bore her and she's pulling away slightly to create space between the two of you. Now it could be said that the less time she is spending communicating with you could mean she's spending more time communicating with someone new. This is speculation. It doesn't mean she's cheating on you, so don't listen to your friends. Don't go running into her all guns blazing. It could be a simple explanation that she just has a lot on her mind, or work could be eating up too much of her time and she really has forgotten to reply. It's not all bad, but it's worth noting down and asking if everything is okay before it gets too late. Second place. Entering into a relationship with someone automatically puts you in the center of their lives. And as you get to know each other, you become their go-to person for anything and everything. With certain exceptions, like work or family commitments, they will want to spend all of their time with you and essentially you will feel like a priority in their life. Sometimes work can become too much and you may have to take a back seat for your partner to focus on their tasks at hand. Maybe there's a big meeting coming up at work and they have to rearrange dinner plans and then finish their preparations for the said meeting. This isn't their fault, so there's no point getting angry at them. It's their job and they need to earn money. However, if this becomes a regular thing with a lot of different scenarios, it could be that they are slowly deciding that your time isn't as valuable to them as they once thought. They are slowly making that shift and moving you from first place to second place or maybe even third. Here are some signs of this shift. Rearranging or cancelling dates. There are some valid reasons for this, but if it comes down to I'm tired or I'm going out with blah, 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 instead, it's a clear indication that she is removing you as a priority for one reason or another. Last to know things. Your go-to person is always the first to know any good or bad news. If you are starting to find out things through other people or worse, by listening to her conversations with other people, this could mean that she's forgotten to tell you or she doesn't think that you should know or you need to know. No touchy-feely. When a woman starts to pull away from you physically, this is typically the last step they do before completely shutting off from you. they tend to disconnect emotionally and mentally first, so then it's less painful for them in the long run. Now, this sign can be really easy for some guys to notice, especially if your girl is usually very touchy-feely and loves to kiss and cuddle all the time. A woman is not expected to sleep with you regardless of your relationship status. However, if you are starting to notice that every time you insinuate or try to initiate any physical contact, she will say no. Now, there could be more than one reason for this. Let's talk about them. She could be feeling insecure about herself and a little anxious to put herself out there. It could be possibly, you know, that time of the month and she's just not feeling up to it. Period pains are mega. Do not, guys, ever, ever underestimate them. She could think that you are not attracted to her anymore, so she's pulling away to save herself the embarrassment. A woman's mind is a cruel place sometimes. She could have come up with this conclusion on her own without you even saying anything. So reassurance is key here. Remind her how gorgeous she is and how attracted to her you really are. She's just not that into you. Intimacy, very important in a relationship, and once you start to feel that slipping away, there's not much you can do to get it back. This is a huge red flag and almost at the end of the line, game over. The future. It's a natural thing for people to think about the future and what could be, especially once they've entered into a relationship with somebody they have strong feelings for. The mind will automatically start to think of what could happen, and some women even like to plan what they'd like to happen. Some call it the 5-year plan. When you talk about your future, it gives you that common ground to stand on. You know what to expect from each other, and you can make sure that you are both on the same page before moving forward so nobody gets hurt. Things like wanting kids can be a big deal breaker for some people, so it's important to know if your partner wants what you want before you go ahead. If she starts to change her answers to the usual, "Where do you see us in 5 years?" questions, this is a huge red flag that she's starting to pull away. Maybe she starts to shrug her shoulders or says things like, "We'll see what happens, maybe." Red flag. Typically, she knows what's going to happen. She just hasn't come out and said that there won't be an us in 5 years. Now, don't get me wrong, some women are more live in the moment types, but normal things like kids and marriage, buying a house and moving to the next level within your relationship are all subjects that will cross anybody's mind at some point or another. Other than coming right out and saying, "I'm just not feeling it anymore," these signs should help you notice the changes in your relationship and help you question them and fix whatever has been broken before it's too late. It might not be something that you've done wrong. People do fall out of love and grow apart through no fault of their own. Don't put yourself down if this has happened to you. However, women are quite vocal about issues in their relationship, and they will only tell you the same thing so many times before they get sick of hearing their voices and realizing you don't care enough to listen and to fix that problem. This will be when these signs come into play, as she is slowly disconnecting from you, so that when the time comes to part ways, she is less likely to feel heartbroken because, well, she's taken steps to put boundaries in the way.